Together Run 30. Welcome, my friends. Oh, did you hear that crunch? Isn't that the best noise? I want to begin today by touching some element of nature. I'm going to crouch down and look at these leaves. That is a sign winter is here. See all kinds of varying colours. It's beautiful. We talk about that a lot today. And if you touch something, if you can't do that, just ground yourself, touch the ground. Something to connect in with nature before we head off. Are we ready to begin? In 3, 2, and 1. Off we go. Now, friends. Oh, I have so much to tell you. But firstly, I do want to say I'm not running at 5 a.m. So it is going to be a lot louder today, not only because of the wind we have right now, but also because of I'm running in the middle of the day. I'm hoping it's still going to be pretty quiet, but you never really know. Okay, so there's a lot to say. We're post New York. I'm 5 days out from New York on my third run. And I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But I want us to begin, as we always do, with a body scan. So that's going to mean, if this is your first Together Run. Oh, that scared me. Oh my God, my heart is beating so fast. Whew, mailman came out of nowhere. I really thought a dog was going to jump up at me. Okay, I need a second. All right, let's take a deep breath with me. I wish you could have seen that, because I literally jumped out of my skin. Okay, not literally, but you know what I mean. Oh, I need to calm myself down. That really scared me. Okay. We are going to begin, as we always do, with a body scan, which is going to mean going to begin from the top of our heads, working our way through the body. I'll be calling out parts of the body. I want you to pay attention to how you feel. It is windy today. This might be a bit interesting. I want you to pay attention to how you're feeling and just being aware of the various parts of your body. And all right, are we ready to begin? Starting with the top of your head, working your way down into your eyes, around your ears, around the back of the head, coming back round to the front, to the mouth, and going into the chin, the front of your neck, round to the back of your neck, going into your shoulders, into your upper arms, down into the lower arms, and your wrists, fingers, fingertips, and back onto the main torso of the body, working your way through your chest, into your stomach, going into your hips and pelvis, glutes, going down into the quads, hamstrings, into your knees, so the front of your knees, the back of your knees, going into the upper calf and the lower calf, into your ankles, heels, arch of your foot, and into your toes. How does your body feel? Just take a moment to reflect on how you're feeling, just overall. And just reflect on your body for a moment. Okay, for me, feeling okay, not really used to running in the middle of the day. So I've been a bit stiff from sitting around all morning. Fingers are a little bit cold. Going to be interesting over the coming months. We're trying to figure out somewhat of a plan to keep these going just when it is cold. Not so much even in terms of the fingers, but more, as we know, it's quite difficult to talk when it's really cold. And so what am I going to do when it is, you know, too cold to get a decent run in? And that's where we may be coming to you to see if anyone wants to host a guest together run. Okay, and then I want to talk about how you're feeling mentally, emotionally. What would you say right now if I were to ask you, how are you feeling? How are you really feeling? What would you tell me? Or if you wouldn't be comfortable telling me, what would you tell yourself? What does your heart say? Let's just think about that for a few minutes. If you can hear the wind, it's got to be a pretty weird sensation hearing wind when it's not coming from you where you are. So we'll see if this is going to work. We're going to test out various together run situations and see if they work. I'll let you keep thinking. Okay, for me, what would I say I'm feeling? How am I feeling? I'd say feeling energized, excited mentally, feeling got a lot of positive momentum coming within our team. As of me recording this, we had our team meeting last night, and there's so much good coming out of the Running For Real team right now. They're putting in so much hard work and it's really amazing, and it's leaving me feeling very excited for what the future holds. I'd also say there is a little part of me that's thinking I've only got a week as of today to get my body fully recovered for a 50k. Such an unknown territory for me. There is a little lingering, like, what's going to happen at the back of my mind. But also seeing it as a challenge. When people have asked me what my goal is with this race, I just want to finish. So there's no pressure. I know there's going to be some really fast elite runners. I'm not trying to compete with them. But it will be interesting to see how close I finish to them. But yeah, so those are the things on my mind, I think. All right, friends, should we begin our senses check-in? Okay, so what I'm going to want you to do, we're going to go through our five most well-known senses. I'm going to check in, see what we smell, taste, hear, feel, and finally see. It's going to be weird for me running in the daytime. I can actually see. Usually when I tell you to look at what you see, I can't see much because it's dark. But yes. Okay, so let's begin. Taking a nice big inhale. Let it out. Okay, and what do you smell? I smell that just kind of fall crispness. I know that's not really a smell, but it does, it smells familiar this time of year. It's probably the smell of like rotting leaves, but there's something about it that's comforting to me. What do you smell? What do you taste? For me, I taste the dark chocolate I was eating right before I headed out on this run. Haven't exactly made the best choices this morning with my pre-run fueling, but that's okay. Not that dark chocolate is bad. I meant the rest of it. But we'll see how my stomach and... I guess it would all be my stomach, whether I get a stitch or what. Okay, let's take some time to see what we hear. Now I'm just going to give you a little bit of time. Take your headphones out. Listen for what you hear in your surroundings. But if you don't feel safe or uncomfortable, take a listen to what you hear with mine. So let's just do that now. Okay. Anything you noticed that you wouldn't normally pay attention to, but it was only because I had you paying attention that you did? For me, when it comes to sounds this time of year, I just love the sound of crunching leaves, as we started the run with. Just such a special way to connect in, think about the cycle of life, about our world, our planet, Mother Earth, whatever you want to call it. And it's something I just love to hear, as I said, with the smell. Just feel it, find it very calming and peaceful. What did you hear? Okay, let's go on to touch, sense of feel. Let's just pay attention right now. Let your mind sense what it feels within your body, and we'll report back in a minute. Okay, what did you feel? What things jumped out to you as sensations, touch-wise, feel? What, tactile, is that the term? I can't remember. That you noticed. For me, my hands being a little cold was the first thing. The iPhone feeling quite cold in my other hand was the other thing. And feel my breathing feeling a little more labored than it usually is. Maybe that's a sign I'm still working on recovery. What things did you notice? And then finally, let's move on to sight and let you freestyle your own, where your eyes take you this time rather than directing you. But try and, as always, pick on some details. Hone in on something you'd never normally notice because you'd be busy just running and looking at the ground. Pick some details of things, even if it's, you know, the veins of leaves, something. What do you notice? Okay, what details did you notice? If you remember to share them when you put your social media post up, I'd love to hear what you picked out, or what jumped out to you that you wouldn't normally see, or feel, or hear. Keep those going. Actually, let's stop right now. Take our picture. So put your pause to your watch I have with mine. And take a picture of you with whatever is around you. It doesn't matter if it's scenic. Doesn't matter if it's glamorous. I'm looking at broken sidewalk and beautiful piles of leaves along the side of the road. But take a picture of you and what you're doing. I really love to see them when you share them. We'll take a screenshot of the Together Run screen if you want to share that instead. The word of mouth that you guys are doing to get these out is incredible and much appreciated. We really are feeling the love with these Together Runs. So once you've taken your photo, are we ready to begin again? In 3, 2, and 1. I also should say, you'll know this by the title of this, but today's run is just going to be one run. 40 minutes, that's what I'm going to do. Myself, I did an hour yesterday, and I don't want to overdo it because I'm going to have to walk for a second across the street. I don't want to do too much because I just don't want to push myself. So we're just going to do one 40-minute run. You can obviously cut out at whatever point you want. However, maybe I'll have you do some strides. Yeah, let's throw in some surprise strides. Okay, if you haven't done strides before, I'm going to do 10 to 15 seconds of running at about 80% of what would be a sprint for you. You're not supposed to be striding out, taking big steps, but instead lots of little steps to propel you forward. So you're just going to run about 80% of your max for about 10 to 15 seconds. Take a very slow jog for a minute and then we'll do another one. Okay, ready? I'm actually not gonna do it just because, like I said, I'm still feeling pretty tired. Definitely feeling it today. In 3, 2, and 1, off you go. And come to a slow jog, as slow as you need to recover. Give you about a minute, or do one more of those. So at this point, I think maybe we'll do a bit of an update. I have quite a lot to tell you, as I said. But also would want to hear yours. Now next week's Together Run, you're going to get to hear something really special. We're going to do a Together Run with someone else. a mystery guest who I'm sure most of you know, and he's going to do the together run with me, as in we'll lead some of the parts of together runs, which is very exciting. And we're just seeing what types of these runs people enjoy. All right, so let's do the next stride and then I'll tell you more. In 3, 2, and 1, off you go. And come into a jog. Go as slow as you need to go over the next minute to get your breath back and continue. All right, so together runs. Jeremy, who is our podcast editor at Running For Real and a long time Running For Real superstar, and the community, which you can find at tinamuir.com/superstars. Come join us, it's amazing in there. Anyway, Jeremy had the idea of calling the together run we did last week in New York, because I interviewed people, random people who I didn't know, but because I, it's so windy, because I interviewed people and it was so loud, it kind of isn't a together run, right? Because these are usually quite introspective and quiet and giving lots of space. But this was loud and buzzy and energizing. So he came up with the idea of all together run. Get it? So there's an all together run, A-L-L, all together run, and together runs. So this is a together run, and the buzzy, exciting ones, which will happen on occasion, will be the all together runs. So I love that. But yeah, so that, it was amazing hearing how much you all enjoyed those together, the all together run, the Central Park one. We weren't sure how that was going to make people feel, or whether you'd be able to hear the audio. Like, you can tell when you listen to that. I had no plan. I mean, I just started randomly recording when we walked, and Nick Willis happened to come next to me. But yeah, it worked, and you loved it, or many of you loved it. I haven't had anyone say anything negative. So it was awesome and really cool that we got to do it as part of the Tracksmith Shakeout. I just loved it. And so yeah, at this part of the run, I would ask you, what updates would you tell me? If we were on a run together right now, as we do every week, and I said, what's been going on with you this week, or what news do you have? What would you tell me? Let's just take a minute now to think about that. If you're done, add some more. Give me some more layers. What else would you say? Okay, thank you for sharing. And I wish I could have heard the answer. You can always share it on social when you put your post up, if you like. By the way, you notice there's no ads in these. intentionally there's no ads. And I love that these are just us together, out on a run, enjoying our time together. But if you do want to support Running For Real and myself, you can go to Patreon, you can leave a review on iTunes, and you can share your post out on social media. It does make a difference. So thank you. Okay, what would I tell you as my updates? Well, you know, just casually ran the New York Marathon last weekend. Actually, it's funny because one of my good friends, we were sending voice memos back and forth this week, and she's just had a baby like 6 weeks ago, maybe. And she was saying how casually I mentioned the fact that I just did the New York Marathon. Yeah, you can forget sometimes when you're a runner that the average person, you know, doesn't run a mile or, you know, finds that just unimaginable. But when we're surrounded by runners, our perspective gets distorted. So yeah, I did New York. It was amazing. If you have no idea how it went, why aren't you on my email list? I love sending out my email newsletters, and they're not spammy, at least I don't think so. They're very much like this, just me typing to you instead of talking and sharing a few things I discovered that week that I enjoyed, and they're very popular. So I'd love for you to go sign up anywhere on runningforreal.com. You can sign up. So I did New York, had an amazing weekend, had some really good impromptu meetings with people as well for potential 2022 stuff. So that's very exciting. Also, getting a little bit closer, I think, to us securing something very exciting with a brand that is very aligned with us. So I'll tell you more on that when we can. What else? I am feeling really tired, I have to be honest. Oh, my legs are... I'm struggling today. I think 2 days in a row may have been too much. So I'm going to start heading back towards my house, which isn't really going to be any shorter than 40 minutes, but I'm going to take my time. What else for updates do I have? I mean, that was it. It was amazing to go to New York. We're going out to San Francisco for my 50k next weekend. And then we're staying. We're going to drive up to Portland to spend Thanksgiving with Steve's family. Going to be away for a few weeks. And so just trying to recover. I've been getting a lot of sleep, doing a lot of rest. But yeah, I jumped in a workout with a friend yesterday. And wait, before I say workout, don't go thinking I was doing like mile repeats. I did a workout with my friend, which was probably my usual pace for recovery runs. So it wasn't a big deal, but thinking that maybe it was a little more than I was ready for. So I am feeling tired. Okay, so let's take this moment to do another body scan. I just mentioned how I was feeling. And no, there's no shame in me saying that I'm feeling tired. I think that's an important point to say before we go on to these, this next body scan. That there's nothing wrong with saying you feel tired or heavy or sore or you're struggling on your runs. I mean, that was one of the original things of Running For Real, is that you're not alone. And while yes, you know, this is a sign for me that I shouldn't go on to do an hour, that 40 minutes is probably more than enough, and I will definitely be taking a rest day tomorrow, it's also okay to just not feel great but kind of still, you're not jogging in, but, you know, just be where you are. So I hope that was a bit of a reminder to you that it's okay to feel tired. It's okay to struggle in a day. We all have these days. And it doesn't mean tomorrow's going to be bad. Or it doesn't mean for me next week's going to be a disaster. It might be. But I can't judge that right now. So you just got to be in those moments. And, you know, running with you helps. You're distracting me and giving me something to think about. But also, it's okay to recognize when you do not feel good. However, one's a quick thing. If it's a pain, a sharp pain, don't go running through that. That is a sign, especially if it's getting worse. Go see someone. I do not want to be encouraging anyone to run through injuries just thinking they're a bad day. You know the difference in your heart. We do, we all do. Okay. All right, so let's take a minute for another body scan. I'm going to let you do it at your own pace. So work your way down from the top of your head through to the tips of your toes at your own pace, and we'll check in a minute. Alright, you finished. Just give those who are finishing up a few more seconds. Get to the bottom. Thank you for checking in with your body. How about your mind? How's your mind feeling? Mentally, emotionally, how are you feeling? So you may or may not be able to tell. I'm running into the wind. Not fun when you're feeling tired. But that said, mentally, emotionally, I'm in good spirits. Feel good overall. I'm enjoying the fact that I can go through this tough run with you. And you can help me get through this. And your smiling faces that you share when you send me these, it really helps me to feel like I'm running with you. So I love that. Keep it coming. Okay. So this is a bit weird because usually we'd be saying goodbye to the 30 group and wrapping up with some strides. We're just going to do a few more strides in, probably about 5 minutes, but for now, I guess I just want to talk through the next few months a little bit. So I said I'm going for my 50k, and I'm going driving up to Portland. We looked at getting a train, but they're all booked for a room. I'd have much rather have taken public transport, but couldn't do it. And from there, after well over 2 years, I should say starting to get carried away in the idea, really hoping this goes through, but going home to England. It's been the longest I've gone not seeing my parents by a year, or maybe even more. It's been the longest. I've never gone this long without my parents. I've never gone this long without going home. And we're going to stay for a month. I really believe in, if you're going somewhere, you should make the most of it and stay there for quite a while. I really struggle with the idea of, you know, people flying out to something for a 1 hour meeting or a day meeting. I'm just not going to do that. So we're going out for a month and I'm going to be home for Christmas, hopefully. I feel I can't fully emotionally commit, because if it didn't happen, it could be crushing. And you know, to be honest, that's weighing on my heart, and I'm sure all of yours too, that you can have these plans, but you could test positive the day before you go, you know? It's still very, we're still very up in the air. And I don't like that. Not that any of us do, but I'm trying to keep myself in a good mental place where I'm not too committed, but I also am, you know, allowing myself to imagine what that could be like. So that said, then December, January, February, as I already mentioned, the weather comes into play a little bit more with us in terms of, it's windy today, and it's cold, but not too cold. But what are we going to do when it gets to be, you know, high of 20 for 5 days in a row, Fahrenheit that is? Or what if it is snowing? Yeah, I kind of like the idea of us going on a snow run together, but still I'm limited with my windows, with my kids and Steve's schedule of when I can run. And I just think it would be really difficult for you to understand me when I'm in that, like, you know, when you're really cold and you're like, yeah. You're trying to talk, but your mouth doesn't move right. I feel like I'm actually kind of close to being there right now. But that said, what do we do then? So I mentioned earlier, kind of love the idea of having some takeovers. So if you would be interested in potentially hosting a together run, please send me an email, tina@runningforreal.com, with the word for, send me an email and let's see if we can get that set up for you and help you do that. That would be amazing, especially, obviously you would have to be somewhere in a warmer environment. It wouldn't be any good if you were in the same situation I was. Although, of course, if you were going to do a guest one, you could do it any day. You don't have the week window that I do to get the next one in. And we're looking at the idea of trying some other things out, see what works. Really want to keep these going. I love seeing you enjoying them. I'm loving doing them. And yeah, so like I said earlier, there's no sponsors. This is not a monetary thing. There's no ads. But it just is really enjoyable to do it with you. So we're working through some ideas and testing them out. Maybe even having some guest appearances from people you know and love to join us for a little stint of a run, little part. So stay tuned, I guess. All right, so let's do two more strides. Maybe I'll do these with you and then we'll jog it in for the finish. Okay, you ready to begin? You hear that noise of the leaves? I love that noise. In 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog. do whatever you need to do, get your breath back. We'll do one more in a minute, and then I think we'll be about done. Leaves are so beautiful here right now. I just can't stop staring at the colours. Just amazing. Never gets old. Look at this. Let me run through this. Listen. Oh, yes. Tired or not, never get too tired to do that, right? Okay. Give it a few more seconds. And we'll do another to get another stride. And then we'll be about done. Okay. Are we ready? In 3, 2, and 1. And come to a jog. A few more seconds of running, and then we are done. Okay, and let's come to a walk. Whew. I don't know about you, but for me, that was a tough one. Yes, definitely feeling it. I'm going to grab up this lawn care sign that is dawdling around my street and put it in a, stick it in someone's grass. So it's not just, there we go, let's see if that works. Thank you for joining me, friends. I appreciate you passing the time of that run with me, being supportive of me and sharing. I love it. Appreciate you. Let's finish our run as we always do, connecting in with nature. Touch something. I sit down. I got this most beautiful red and orange and yellow gold leaf. It's in like the maple style, but it's like a extended one. It's pretty cool. That's what I'm grounding myself with. What are you touching in with nature? Appreciate Mother Earth. We're so fortunate she takes care of us. Thank you so much, my friends. I will see you next Monday with a special Together Run, and Friday for a regular podcast episode. I'll see you then. Hi, friends. Just a quick message to say a big thank you to the Running for Real team. While I may be the face of Running for Real and the voice behind the podcast, there are a group of people who are working tirelessly to provide everything that runners could need within our community, to make our community stronger, better, and evolve and grow and learn from one another. We are working really hard to make Running for Real the place we believe it can be within our community. I just want to take a moment to thank everyone on our team. That is Victoria, Stacy, Sandy, Sally, Maria, Kelsey, Kat, Jeremy, and Erica. I appreciate each and every one of you and the hard work that you put in. Now let's get back to the show.